Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor
hello,
Watch.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. It's been a while. We had the holiday weekend in between. I had a horrible holiday.
Yeah.
Horrible just holiday.
As bad as it can get.
Bad as it can get. You know, I'll talk about it right off the top. Mm. My Nana died, who is, I've talked about my Nana before the million times. Mm. I don't know if I can really talk much more about
it's okay.
It. It's very sad. But the one thing that I do like about it is my grandpa told me that she was in the hospital for like 2 weeks, and it was just a lot, and she ended up passing away on Thanksgiving itself. So Thanksgiving itself was a little hectic in my house, obviously. But my grandpa told me that the last things that my Nana wanted to do were, or wanted him to do for her, was to bring a bouquet of flowers over to her neighbor for her wedding anniversary, to buy 2 dozen cookies for all of the nurses at the hospital that took care of her, and to mail my birthday card. So, which is like the sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And that's just like how my Nana was. And,
she loved you so much.
I know. She loved me so much. I loved her so much. She's like,
you guys were so
close. Yeah. I feel like people get weird about, or not weird, but it's like, oh, your grandparents, you know, they pass away. That's the thing that grandparents do. And I'm old. My birthday was yesterday, Sunday. I turned 34 and it's shocking that I even still have two grandparents.
Yeah.
And, but my Nana, I always say like, she was born too early. Like, she should have just been like a bestie, you know what I mean? Like, she should have been one of our friends, like, in this time. Like, she just, we talked every day. She's very active on social media. just like really, really fun stuff. So I'll miss her so much. And it's just a tough time for me.
Yeah
but we'll get through it. And I've got Marjorie on repeat. Marjorie is really hard to listen to, honestly, though.
Like, just in
general. I played it a couple times. In general, it's hard to listen to, but I played it a couple times. And I think that if you are someone who's lucky enough to have a grandparent still, whether you're close to them or not, I think, you know, take the time to give them a call, and all they do is care about you. So, and, you know, listen to Marjorie and get yourself on it. But at the same time, I did see something that you were up to this weekend that made me feel better seeing is your precious aunt turned 100.
Yes,
and
my
you guys
great
had
aunt.
A huge diva party for her.
Yes.
And I met her, I believe, at the wedding. Would I have met her at the wedding?
I think you might have, yeah.
And that made me feel better over the weekend seeing that. It was we were so like gloom and doom all weekend, and to see, you know, late life being celebrated like that was really nice. So I meant to say that
well,
to you
your
we
Nana lived such a long how
she
old
did
she
was she her birthday is December 23rd, so she was about to turn to 87. So which, you know, that's, you know, she lived a long, beautiful life. It's just, you know, it's sad. It's
so sad. So sad.
Sad when you,
and yeah,
when
you
really
guys were
close.
So close. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, I feel like one of the first things I knew about you was how close you are with your Nana.
Yeah, literally. It's like borderline weird. Like, not weird, but like, it's
no,
very
it's,
much like we were really good
nice.
Friends. Like, it's just a weird, it's really weird to think about. And it doesn't totally feel, you know, it doesn't feel
real
just yet.
Yeah.
Another nice thing, and I'm so glad for this. So this happened on Thanksgiving. It was, like I said, very hectic Thanksgiving, whatever. We were kind of waiting to see what was going to happen with the funeral, whatever. I figured I'd be like at a funeral yesterday, maybe even today. Like, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. But my Nana didn't want a funeral. She wants a celebration of life in
love.
The springtime.
Fun.
Which I love so much. And I'm so, like, literally prayers up. Thank God. Because I fucking hate funerals. I hate them. And so did she. And so did, like, you know, everybody hates a
they're
funeral.
They're just so depressing.
They're so depressing.
For no
they're
reason.
So, right. And it's just not, it's, I don't feel that would have been a reflection of, like, you know, her life in general. Like, she was not a sad person. She's not a, she was very, she would hate that. She would hate a bunch of people sitting around and like
crying
and, like, woe is me. And like, you know, wearing black, and like, that's not her thing. She liked flowers and birds and sunshine and lived at the beach and just, you know, so she'll,
that'll be great.
We'll do all that in the spring, which will be lovely.
I love that.
And just really a big weight off my shoulders, not having to do that. Dude, what do you think about, this is so, sorry for being dark, but like, generally speaking, funerals, I am just not, I've noticed that a lot of people who pass away now don't always do funerals. And I feel like it's almost like old people have seen enough funerals to the same way that we've seen enough like weddings where it's like, I don't want a wedding, or I want a small wedding, or I don't want a funeral. I don't want to. It's like that kind of thing where it's just you've been to so many and you've seen so many that you just know it's not for you.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just not a exactly what you said. It's not a good representation sometimes. Like unless like I've been to like my grandpa that passed away in 2021. Mm-hmm. The priest was like, he knew him really well. So he was able to like tell stories. But like sometimes I've been to these funerals where like, these people are talking and you're like, you have no idea what this person was like or like how
right. And it's also too like, I don't know, I always think it's a weird, some people need them for closure. I understand that, but no, I would feel, it made me feel sick to my stomach more than anything. So I just don't, it's not for me, but so yeah, just thrilled to not have to do that. Mm-hmm. That's just a gift from Nana in the afterlife. Here, you're off the hook for that. Appreciate that. And that's that. But it was definitely a tough weekend to be without an air
distraction.
So I personally am very much looking forward to this upcoming weekend. It's another very, very bittersweet moment, bittersweet situation, which is the fact that we do get 3 more concerts this weekend in Vancouver for the Eras Tour, yet they are our last 3. So it seems like a lot of things are coming to an end. Nana would laugh at that. She would laugh at that. But it does seem that we don't want to end have gone
and too soon.
I'm crying.
Yeah, I mean, it is so crazy. It is bittersweet for sure. Yeah. I'm expecting some big stuff.
Yeah. Just I am too. Yeah. It's gonna be a big deal. I think that the tone is very bittersweet's the right word. Like people are so excited, but people are so sad. You know, like people don't want it to end. They don't want this like magic to stop. Also over the weekend, I was busy crying with my family, but Gia found herself at Target.
Oh yes,
which is fantastic with the Eras Tour book. So we'll talk about that shortly. But yeah, I think that the Eras Tour has brought us all bits and pieces of things that we needed, maybe we didn't know that we needed them.
Yeah, totally.
You know, whether it's a distraction, whether it's a moment for healing. I know that like every time that we went to the Eras Tour, obviously my Nana only just passed away, but when she would play Marjorie and everybody would hold up their phones with their lights on and everything, you know, it was automatic tears for me every time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I do have 2 Nanas or 2 grandparents. One of them did pass away a while ago, but it's like those memories, those feelings in that moment where you know that you're not alone and you know that everyone's around and everyone understands that feeling of grief and missing someone and wishing, you know, that you saved every card, saved every piece of paper, saved every moment. It's I think personally one of the most magical moments of the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly a little glad that we aren't going because I don't know if I could handle an in-person Marjorie.
You would need
Marjorie.
Ambulance
I would really need, I could barely handle it as it was. So it's just an exciting time, such a fantastic time, and of course, you know, if you are someone who needs to go and who needs to feel these things, needs to experience these experiences and heal a little bit or enjoy yourself or just have fun with your friends, Game Time has us covered.
Game Time always has us covered. You guys know that we love Game Time so much. They are the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. They sent us to Miami, which was just like the best experience of our lives. So you can now, with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, it's even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to only show you incredible deals on seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT Picks setting at the top of the screen or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Game time. Hooking us up always. But yeah, sorry for the half morbid Game Time ad.
Don't ever. Yeah. What time is it?
But it's true. What time is it? Game time. Yeah. Like Game Time recipes.
No, don't ever apologize for your feelings.
True, for sure. And it is, you know, like I said.
And it's very valid.
Yeah. It feels, it's very fresh.
Yeah.
Super fresh.
I'm surprised you even were in here today.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, is it weird that I'm going to work? And then I was like, no, it's not. Like, it's, you know, it's been a couple days. It's, you know, my parents are at work. My dad's at work.
Like
my parents are at work.
Sitting at home alone.
Yeah, I think like I spent my birthday was on Sunday, and I had already planned on doing nothing. My favorite thing to do on my birthday is to do absolutely nothing. Like I love a get dressed up, go out for dinner, whatever. But on my actual birthday, I love to not have to get dressed up. I don't have to take a shower. I can just eat all day long. Yeah. I can smoke weed all day long, and I can just watch a million fucking movies and do whatever. So I'd already planned on doing that, but it worked out in my favor that I had no plans, because I was just on and off crying all day. It's like it was the first time I'm by myself after being with my family for a few days, so I can really let it loose. And so it was just like everything reminds you of something, and when you don't expect, I'm sending memes to my friends and my nana's Instagram pops up, and it's like those things grief is hidden in sneaky places, so you don't realize. But I think that generally it's just a strange phase of life. Like I was thinking, like I haven't had someone like pass away in my life in a while. Like I know.
I had a lot of people die like my grandpa, younger. But like not really that close to where
I remember when your grandpa passed away a couple years ago. Yeah.
He was really old. Just never like really were on the same page about stuff.
Right.
My dad's dad, my poppy, he's like my bestie. But I've had my siblings had a very good friend pass away, which was really, really hard. But besides that, I've never had someone super close to me pass away like that.
Right. This is definitely, for real. This is definitely, I think, my first. Well, I was thinking back about it. When I was young, I feel like I went to a million funerals. It was just so many people in my family passed away, old and young, tragic and expected. And I feel like it was. Every other week I was at a funeral, and then now it's been a long time. So I'm a little unfamiliar with the feeling. I'm sad all the time. We're sad girls. It's those things happen, but it's a different kind of sadness. And I've tried to think of the way to describe it. It's like a defeated sadness or like a knowing you can't change anything about it sadness. And it's almost like resigned, and it's just like, I'm just sad. And that's just how it is.
Because you kind of have to just accept it.
Right. You just have to kind of go get through it and deal with it. And it's weird. It's not comfortable. Certainly not comfortable.
Yeah.
But it's Christmas season. It's time to deck the halls with boughs of holly and such. And it'll be a good distraction, I think.
It's the worst timing of all time.
Worst timing of all time.
So terrible.
Everything could have, just could be, couldn't be worse generally. But I think that, the holidays are tough already, I think, on a lot of people. And in my, honestly, in my house, holidays are tough. We've had a lot of loss around this time of year. So it is a little, it's nothing new, I should say. So we're just gotta, heavily family focused this upcoming season, which is not usually my forte.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what Nana
maybe
wanted.
I needed it. That's her being like, bitch, get
home
already.
The family together. Yeah.
It's time to visit your parents. Yeah. But
I know how much you loved her and how much she loved you. And literally, you would talk about her all the time. I know how close you guys were. So
she's my girl.
She's so proud of you. I know. And
thank you for saying that, Jake.
I'm very sorry. And
thank you.
Everything happens for a reason. I know it does. I know it sounds crazy, but. She's looking over you.
For sure.
She's going to be right next to you at all times.
She so is, too. Yeah. I know that she's, she's with me all the time. And I felt that way before, before she passed away anyway. Yeah. She just was so, but.
It'll be nice to have a little guardian angel on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But anyway, so that aside, I do think the idea, I've been thinking a lot about family, and I'm being with family, and I've talked to a lot of family in the last few days. And I think that a lot of people spent time with family over the break.
Yes.
And one of those people being our girl Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And I've just like caught up, you know, I was behind on things for most of the weekend, but I caught up on everything, and it genuinely like made me smile for the first time in a couple of days when I saw that, like, the whole Kelce family, yeah, Jason, Kylie, the girls, the parents, Taylor's whole family, all were together in Nashville for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And just what a beautiful day they must have had.
Before we continue on,
yeah,
have a little,
I have a little something. Yeah. Oh no, is it a
you
little?
You got it. Perfect. Just a little perfect. Mascara.
Just a little loop. Mascara.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But yeah, fabulous. No, I was honestly thank surprised you to find out that they were in Nashville. I thought that they would be in Kansas City just because.
I thought so too.
Travis played on Friday. Yeah. But yeah, it's so nice to hear that they were all there. It's funny because.
How far away are they from each other? Nashville
can't
and Kansas City.
Far,
can't be that far. Let's look it up right now.
But someone tweeted like, oh, Donna said that Taylor's not celebrating Thanksgiving with the Kelce family because they're celebrating Thanksgiving with the Swift family.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, you can already tell that they are so close, like the families already. I mean, to jump ahead a little bit, the yeah Chiefs game, you know, Donna was with Scott and Taylor, like,
right,
it was just her, Scott, which, and Taylor, so
which
clearly.
I thought was exciting and interesting. Let's see. Okay, the Kansas City, and wow, Kansas City's way out west.
Oh.
Way further west than I thought.
Oh,
but it's, if you were to drive between Nashville and Kansas City, it's 8 hours.
Okay.
So it's probably like
so
an
it's a
hour,
quick flight,
quick little
yeah,
hour
like
flight
an
or whatever.
Hour flight, yeah.
But look how far west Kansas City is. That's, it's right next to like Colorado.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize how
or Kansas
far over Kansas is. Kansas City, Kansas, yeah.
Right, and it's and in. I'm looking at the Missouri one.
Missouri
I swear
one, yeah.
Or yeah, it's right next to Kansas. It's just I just for some reason in my head it was like closer to Ohio. I don't know why. My Midwest geography
yeah, no
is very bad. But anyway, yeah, sorry. So, yeah, I guess we can jump ahead to that is so it seems as if Thanksgiving Day,
yeah,
they spent time together.
I can't even imagine the, baked goods that Taylor
oh my
made.
God.
The food was probably
oh
so good.
Oh my God.
Do you think she makes the turkey?
I
or, like,
wondered
someone
that
in the
too
house makes the turkey.
I wondered that too. Like who,
yeah,
like she,
yeah,
here's the thing. Taylor cooks, and we've heard stories about how she can make like a, you know, a Michelin star 5-course meal,
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
the fuck, but Her forte is baking. She's a baker.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves a sweet treat. She loves to bake in that way. So I wonder if she does like the food cooking, or if she just puts out a big, like she makes all the pies and a bunch,
yeah,
of, you
all
know
the
what
cookies
I mean, like,
and whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, I wonder. I wonder.
But I'm sure
if it's like catered, you know, like if they bring all the
that's
food.
That's what
in,
I wondered,
yeah,
that too. But I bet not.
But I, yeah, I feel
I
like
bet
no.
It's
I feel
not
like they
that
want like the home,
yes,
cooked stuff
for sure.
Yeah,
and I bet that her parents probably get involved in it. I bet that you think Donna Kelce's not whipping up some kind of,
yeah,
green bean casserole or something. I,
yeah,
bet she's got some like delicious meal.
Oh,
on
you
lock
know Donna makes a mean
Donna's
fucking
got
cranberry
going
sauce or
she's
something.
Got it.
Yeah.
She's got it. I,
yeah,
I foresee that for her.
Yeah.
But I think that the idea of them all spending time together and Jason and Kylie and the girls and everything, it's just it's a really nice thought, and it just sounds so normal.
Yeah.
And I just love that for Taylor.
Yeah,
I love normal shit for her, and I, especially after she's had such a crazy couple of years and you know, is touring and has,
yeah,
got all kinds of shit going on, and I think it's wonderful they were able to have a day of family.
I also feel,
know,
like it's like something she's always talked about wanting, like in interviews,
yeah,
and songs and stuff, like always, mm-hmm, wanting like, you know, big family, home for the holidays,
mm-hmm,
kids running around, whatever.
Yep, totally.
And yeah, she finally has that, which is so nice.
It's
so
wonderful.
Sweet. Yeah.
It's really sweet. But yes, back to what you said about how when Donna Kelce was, mm, asked about what Taylor was up to for Thanksgiving, and she was like, oh, she's a busy girl. I don't,
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like she's literally like planning out the menu with
Donna's
Taylor.
Donna's gotten very good.
No,
at,
it's fantastic.
At the deflection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
because
think,
you think,
I think
she's
she
coming off as like sassy, but in real,
right,
life, like she's just kind of.
She's being protected.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, right, I think she's always been good at it. Mm. We just saw it as like, oh, what the fuck, Donna? But really, she's like, mind your business.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's the undertones are, mind your fucking business. And I so appreciate that. Speaking of Donna, though, I didn't watch the whole thing. I didn't see the very end, but I could imagine how it went. the end of the Chiefs Christmas okay. with the special hat. And how all was the, her all acting whatever.
Skills?
Her acting skills were, you know, they were fine.
Better or worse than Travis?
They were fine. I would say equal. I would say equal. She only has a few moments where she's like the she's like in charge of like the bake shop whatever the fuck.
Like the barbecue restaurant.
Yeah. And her name is Donna in the show. Okay. So it's like not really a stretch for her. And she's wearing a Travis jersey like the whole time. But they're in Arrowhead, like the you know, or in Kansas City, I guess. And so it's all like it's very much put on by the Chiefs. Like you can tell it's the difference between that movie and Christmas in the Spotlight is crazy. Like it's one is very much like a commercial movie. The other one is like, oh, how'd they get away with this?
Yeah. I did watch. Oh, sorry.
I saw you watch Christmas. What'd you think?
You know, at first I was like, okay, wait, this isn't like too bad. But then it just like took such a turn.
Yes.
And it almost made me a little uncomfortable because of like these subplots that they made. I'm like, if you guys are going to do the Travis and Taylor thing, like stick to the story a little bit more. Like, I didn't like how, you know, the assistants like, the Christmas album like isn't doing well. Blah, blah, blah.
I know we're not worried about typical sales, and she has to be like, "This is for the fans."
Yeah,
right.
Like, it's like shut up.
It's almost like projecting some negativity that we don't need.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, why are you? Yeah, what are you doing here?
Sorry, and like, are yeah, like the mom, right like the fact that like her mom like isn't in the picture, or like all this random
right. Yeah,
stuff.
She has a bad relationship with her mom, and her dad died of cancer.
Yeah,
it's like what the fuck? Like it just is a weird. Right. It's uncomfortable for sure.
Yeah,
but
the Maddie Healy / Joe Alwyn character.
Yeah, right.
Was
the combo.
So funny.
The worst.
But yeah, no, I felt it was a little they took creative liberty a little too far on that one. I think they did.
And I'm in full agreement. Yeah. I made my family watch it as well. And they agree. We were all laughing and rolling our eyes at like all the things, like right down to his number being 13.
I know.
On the it's like, please.
You're the best thing at this party.
Yeah. Like,
oh, my God.
Stop. Like just
that
stop.
Guy's not even really, like, he's cute.
That guy, by the way, he's getting a bag. He wakes up and gets a bag every day.
He's in every commercial.
Yeah, he's in, like, a High Noon commercial. Yeah. He's in, like, a bunch of shit. Like, he's everywhere. He can't get away from him, that guy. But then also, I didn't know that Donna also was in another, like, Lifetime or Hallmark. I think Hallmark. Christmas movie that was based in Philly, and she's like running the cheesesteak shop, and she's got a Jason jersey on, and she plays like herself again, but
she's just running
a Philly like cheesesteak shop. And it's like
the reoccurring role,
literally the same. Yeah, she's just she did one of each, which I actually think is hilarious. And but unfortunately, that Philly one didn't get as much play as the Arrowhead.
Yeah,
one.
Clearly
so you
gotta
go back and watch both and feel good about both. But,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So Donna actually has an extensive acting career.
She's so employed. Yeah. She's so employed. Like she's more at this point. It's like Donna Kelsey or Joe Alwyn who has more credits.
Did you see Joe Alwyn was talking to Amelia?
Amelia, I did see that, and it was really. I think that maybe she felt awkward.
Yeah.
He seemed very normal. He was okay.
Yeah,
he was okay. She, I felt, was a little awkward, but I don't usually think she's awkward. I usually think she's very funny.
It's always jarring hearing him talk.
Yeah,
I'm
it
like,
is.
You have a voice.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of it really is kind of crazy. Like I don't know why it's so weird, but it is. But he was normal and nice and whatever.
Yeah.
And he's living his life over whatever the hell he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen that Yorgo movie, which I love him with Emma Stone and all them.
Oh yeah.
Well, which I went to see it. Kinds of Kindness.
Anything about it.
I feel like I heard about it in my like intense movie people circle. People told me to see it, but they also said that Joe Alwyn's part in it was like 5 seconds. So you know, who cares? But so I gotta see that. Put that on my list. Other movies that I'm trying to think if there was another one. No. Just that one and the Donna cheesesteak. Gia, I don't know if you had checked your mail recently, but I certainly checked mine.
Oh yeah, I did.
I got a package from Boll & Branch.
Yep, yep.
I got the what I have been looking for the whole time. My cranberry knit blanket. So excited. I also got myself a set of the vintage wash sheets in white. I have never been happier.
Yeah.
I love the blanket so much. It's that sweater. So the waffle blanket that I have, I love the waffle blanket. Mm-hmm. I'm always talking about it, and it is Momo approved, as we all know. And it's fabulous, and it's big, and it's, I use it all the time. The I think it's Aran, A-R-A-N knit, mm-hmm. I believe is how you pronounce, how you spell it. It just feels like a big sweater.
Big sweater, yeah.
And I just love like that kind of blanket.
Sweater, yes. And Knives Out.
Knives Out.
It's like a blanket version of
it's
that.
It's literally that. And it's maroon, of course, which I love. And it was so scarlet, it was maroon. And we love that. So it's making me feel good. My vintage wash sheets looking so fly on my bed.
So nice. Just and they feel so comfortable.
So soft, so good. And just really like, are you pulling apart your computer?
Yeah, I am.
Oh my God, you're so crazy for that.
Sorry.
But it's Boll & Branch always hooks us up. They're the ultimate bestie on the pod, and we love them so much. And so we're very thankful to them for being able to send us these things so we can chit chat about them. But truly, truly, so worth a browse, worth buying as a gift, worth treating yourself with. A holiday season is coming up, and get yourself over to Boll & Branch.
Exactly, like you said. After long days of decorating and hosting and celebrating, nothing feels better than a restful night's sleep in the most luxurious and softest sheets. Boll & Branch's signature sheets are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Just like Kelly said, I also got the blanket and the vintage wash sheets. I got mine in the color Mist. And they are so fabulous. The blanket is already anchovy approved. So all of your pets, your friends, your family, they're going to have the best night's sleep with these blankets, with these sheets. Everything from Boll & Branch is made different so you can sleep better at night. And their signature sheets come wrapped and ready in a beautiful holiday gift box. So whether it's a gift to yourself or a loved one, this gorgeous packaging will make the holiday season even more special. Gift you and your loved ones a better night's sleep with Boll & Branch, and right now is their best offer of the entire year. Shop their cyber event for 25% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets. Just head to bollandbranch.com and use code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com. Promo code TaylorWatch, limited time only, exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ooh. What else apart from all that?
To jump back a little bit.
To the game?
Yes.
Yes. They went to, Taylor showed up with Donna and Scott in tow.
Yes. And both rocking. Can I say, Scott's vintage jacket was so cool.
Very cool.
Very cool. And then he also had like some sort of like Chiefs turtleneck on. Like a white turtleneck. Very cool fit from Scott.
It reminded me of like what you would wear with your cheerleading uniform. And,
totally. Yeah.
You know
totally.
I mean? Like
totally.
Where it's like on the collar
like
or whatever.
The thick. Yeah. And then Donna was rocking a little bit of a rep. Oh. Bodysuit inspirational outfit.
I gotta say, I saw a tweet. This wasn't an original thing, but Donna kind of ate everybody up. Like, Donna was wearing leather pants. She's wearing a sassy top with a little
red
and black scarf.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, some baubles. And she ate up the room. Like,
she looked fabulous.
Taylor's wearing a little Louis Vuitton, like quarter zip sweatery style thing. Some funky boots and black pants or black skirt?
Yeah, black pants.
And she looked great.
I thought she was wearing leggings at first, and I was like, oh,
I did
casual
too.
Vibe.
Yeah, casual day.
Yeah, but no, just very skinny jeans.
Regular jeans with those cool boots.
I know. There's nothing more annoying when I see her wearing something and I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then I look to see what it is, and it's like a $7,000.
Of course.
Obviously, because she's famous and she has money. So, yeah, whatever, buy whatever you want. But
money is no object.
I was like, oh, that sweater is so cute. And then I'm like, it's Louis Vuitton. Okay, goddammit.
Let's see exactly. Let's see how much it is. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
It is $4,900
okay.
And no longer available. So sorry, bitch.
Yeah.
But
damn, I was gonna buy
really,
it.
Really, on it. Yeah. You were gonna.
Yeah.
It is really cute. Though.
It's very cute. The fluffy collars and like the fluffy sleeve almost.
Same.
That it had. I don't
know
if it was fluffy.
It did.
Yeah.
It's like kind of shearling maybe or something. Something going on. Paige jeans though.
Oh.
Which are
okay.
which
those
are
affordable.
$249. That's those are good jeans. And I love
affordable. Sorry, that's not true.
Affordable for upscale jeans.
Yeah, yes. If you want to treat yourself to a nicer jean.
Nice
Paige
pair of jeans.
Definitely worth it, honestly.
Paige is totally worth it. Yeah. And you know where you can also find Paige jeans sometimes if you search the depths is Marshalls.
Ooh,
Marshalls.
I was going to say maybe also Nordstrom Rack.
Oh, facts.
Yeah.
Same vibe. Very same vibe. The boots she was wearing, big boots she was wearing, were Alaya, Maison Alaya, and they are $1,650. So
Mama.
If you want to get the look,
cough it up.
She's got a Versace bag on, $2,300. Ugh, you know, just living large, looking hot, looking great.
Did you watch the game at all?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
It was, honestly don't even really remember who they won, play. Right?
They played the
Panthers?
No, the Raiders, I think.
Oh, Raiders. Yeah, they won. Travis had a lot of catches.
Yeah.
I remember that.
My dad did say something about...
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it like a really close
the
game
refs
again?
The refs were on the Chiefs' side. They're always saying like the refs are doing whatever to get these Chiefs to win. My dad loves the Chiefs.
We're
paying the refs for the Chiefs like memes. He like loves those.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of scarily almost looking like, and I don't want to jinx it again, but a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl again.
That would be so fucking crazy.
That would be crazy.
It's so crazy.
It would be so fun. I mean, we'd have to go.
We'd have to go. Yeah, we'd
have
to go.
It's also in New Orleans, too.
Yeah.
So like,
oh, yeah.
On top of that.
We got to go.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Chiefs just continue to get lucky in these last second endings, these last minute endings. I don't know if they won on a missed kick or if that was the last game. I keep getting confused because they keep winning on these like last second mess ups.
That definitely happened last game, but I don't remember. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, so I'm happy for Travis had a great game, and Taylor said something funny at the end of the game. She was like, "I need to go to the hospital." Someone like got to
be over.
And they also said that at the end of the game, she was like handing out tips and taking like talking to people.
Oh yeah, she was. Yeah. I saw some clips of that too. She was talking to some kids hanging out the window, and then she's handing out tips to people.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was there and said that they exchanged. Wait, let me get exact. I like to read exactly what my boots on the ground have to say, just to be sure.
I'm trying to see if I can find what they said.
He said, "I shared a smile with her in the clubhouse today. So Def, the best of friends now." And I said, "Whoa,
oh, okay."
Shared a smile.
That's cute. And she took a bunch of like videos with all of like the wags after too.
The videos are very funny.
They're very cute.
Did you see the one video of where they're playing like "Shake It Off" in the background, but it's not Taylor's version? And so, but she like makes a face, but you can't tell why she's making the face, but it looks like she's making a face because she realizes that it's not Taylor's version, which is so funny.
So
if that
funny.
Were true. Hilarious.
But yeah, it's nice to see her, you know, getting comfortable. Everyone's super comfortable with her and she seems very comfortable. So
I also think it's fun how she's comfortable just like making these silly videos with these girls and like having a good time at the games and stuff.
That's like one of the best
just
parts.
Just being a girl.
Just being a girl
on your phone.
Yeah.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah. Like, God forbid, a girl.
Literally
like,
just a
that's
girl.
The most fun part about being a girl is taking cute videos with your friends.
Exactly.
And posting them for everyone to see.
Exactly. So she gets to do that. Yeah. And I think that's exciting. But yeah, so we'll see. No more. Obviously, no game this week for Taylor. She'll be performing.
Yep.
I think that the Chiefs game this upcoming week is literally at the exact same time as the very last Eras Tour show.
Ooh.
Like, I think that something like that. It's like the Chiefs play at 8 o'clock, and the show obviously is at 8 o'clock.
Oh, probably.
Let's see,
Chiefs
schedule.
Sunday. They play the Chargers Sunday at 8:20.
8:20. So all right, so they'll literally be playing. Wow, you know what's gonna? Oh my God, you know we have to keep our eyes peeled for.
What song she's singing?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Does she still do the Archer?
No.
She doesn't.
Mm.
So, but I feel like there's a moment where she still does.
She does during So High School.
During So High. Oh,
yeah,
that's not until later.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Because in my head, I was like, 8:20 could be right around.
Sometimes she does it during TV, when I'm on TV.
True, that's
which
true.
Which is the way end.
She might throw one of these. Maybe she'll throw one of these in Lover.
Oh.
Because then when Travis does his walkout and does his thing. Would be funny if they were doing it around the same time.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Oh, wait, though. You know what? Vancouver, time difference. So never mind.
Oh.
None of this will happen.
Is there a time difference?
Yes. Because they're all the way on the West Coast.
Oh.
So it's going to be...
Vancouver, it's 11:37 a.m. So
they're 3 hours behind.
So it's gonna
be a late night for us all kids on Sunday
fuck.
Night. Fuck,
yeah.
I know. Damn, late night on Sunday night to it's watch fun. The Eras Tour. So forget everything I just said. They're not playing.
Okay.
They're not playing at the same time at all. Not even close.
Well, maybe they'll send.
Unless where is Travis playing?
It's at the Chargers.
Oh my God, it's the Chargers. Yeah, so it is at the same time.
Oh my God. Okay, back on. Oh wait, no.
Nope. It's at Kansas City.
Oh, fuck. The plan's off.
God damn it. It says Chargers at Chiefs.
Okay, well, at least
But wait. So then, opposite. Stop. I'm trying to make the plan work, and the plan's not going to work.
Maybe before the game, she'll send him a video of her being like, go, babe.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe she'll have it on in the, you know, if it's still going on, maybe she'll have it on in all the suites like she did in Miami.
Yeah, totally.
That was like when she had the game on in all cute. The suites, which is really cute. So yeah, it's coming. It's coming in hot, coming in fast, and we're all excited.
Yep. To jump back even more a little bit to... Friday morning, Thursday night, the Eras Tour book and vinyl dropped at Target. I did not get up early.
No, neither did I.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that, but I am glad that we didn't, because it seems like it was okay. So share your experience.
Happened? I just went at noon, like before me and TJ got on the train, because we were like, let's just
go to the Somerville Target?
I don't know which West Windsor I think we went to.
Oh, okay. No.
So we went, and there was a bunch of books left. There were no vinyls left. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, they put like a picture of the vinyl as like the back of the display. So like I went to go like grab it, and there was nothing there. And I saw so many videos of people being like, and there's no vinyl there at all. So
what a fake out.
Getting gaga. I know.
Damn.
But yeah, I was able to get my hands on two books for us, and then TJ's parents went to a different Target when they dropped her. They dropped us off. I know. And got
two
of the vinyls. Yes.
Oh, which my is God. So nice. Thank you so much to Mr. and Mrs. Hitchings. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. I'm going to cry my eyes out. TJ sent me a sweet note about my Nana as well. Really sweet.
That's
really
very
sweet.
Nice of him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we are able to get our hands on both of those, which is good. That reminds me, I have to bring you your book tomorrow.
Yes.
It wasn't. It was not chaotic at all. Well, the thing is, they put it was like 150 or like 200 books or something.
Yeah.
And only 80 vinyls.
Yeah.
So like I knew the vinyls were going to sell out so fast.
Of course, I would think that people were more. Like impatient for the vinyl than the book.
Yes, because like everyone's been waiting for the anthology.
Everyone's been waiting for that vinyl. Like they really want that vinyl. Myself, you know, us included. It's like we're dying for that vinyl. But
I will say the book is pretty incredible. I went through the whole thing on the train right back home, and it's just really a beautiful book that has little tidbits written by her. Great pictures. You know, you get little behind the scenes looks and like the cleaning car and stuff.
Amazing.
The one thing that kind of annoyed me was like sometimes they would do like the full picture and it takes up both the pages.
Right.
But like with the curl of the book,
binding.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you can't see the middle of the picture.
That always happens with these kind of coffee
table books. I know.
Yeah,
it's just like you might just put the picture on one side so it doesn't get skewed. But besides that, it was really, really, really great book, and I'm happy that we got our hands on it because it's like the perfect coffee table book, literally.
It's fantastic.
It's very nice.
I can't wait to take a little look-see. Brittany told me she got it, too, and she said that there was a part when she's talking about tortured poets that she mentions Paris, and Brittany was like, she's like, I started crying. You know, I was like, I was so excited, you know, memories and whatever, so that's really
sweet. And there's like a part in the beginning where she's like, you guys have been with me through all the eras. She's like, yeah, definitely like made me tear up a little bit. And then she does like a thank you to the fans. And of course, she had to put in the Tay ass pick.
I saw that. Full page
of that pick.
Full page of that, and honestly, that ass.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I love that. And that to me, like, just confirms yet again that Taylor has a sense of humor and she's laughing along with us.
Yeah.
She's normal. She's funny. Like, she sees these things just like
she knows she looks hot.
Yeah, she knows she looks hot. Of course she does. But she like thinks these things are funny just like any of us. Like, if I put a photo up like that, everybody'd be like, damn, Kelly, that ass. And it'd be funny. And I'd laugh and love that. So it's just, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love
that
it too. And especially because I don't know if this is 100% true or not, but I'm pretty sure it was a fan photo.
I think so too.
It wasn't a professional photo.
I think so too. So, which is even funnier.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I just love it. And now it's on our Instagram, and now it's in the book. So that picture will forever be ingrained in our brains.
Yep.
And yeah.
As it should.
Yeah, as it should. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it if you have the opportunity to get your hands on the book, definitely try to. Yep. I don't know what the deal is now. I know they put them
online. It's online now. Okay. It's online now. And it does seem like, it doesn't seem like the other regular merch stuff where it's sold out already and whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like, it seems like they've really taken probably, into account how many people want
thank
this book.
God.
You know what I mean? So it seems like the demand and the quantities are matching up so far as we can tell. So, and if you have a Swiftie in your life, another Swiftie friend or someone who maybe isn't as well versed. Yeah.
Great Christmas gift.
Yeah. Great Christmas gift.
Also, I saw a few TikToks of people recording the acoustic versions of some of the songs.
Ooh.
And they sound fabulous. But I will say, it does sound like they just took the original vocals and then just put it over an acoustic version.
Sure, I see.
So it's like not different.
Right.
Sung.
So it's not like live or anything.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Sounds very cool. I think it was Guilty of Sin that I heard, but yeah, I really can't wait to hear that online.
I can't either. I'm so pumped up. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. Wow, gorgeous. So fun. Anthology being on vinyl now is so exciting. Like that's going to be fantastic. Speaking of vinyls, your sister got one, and also speaking of Target, your sister got one and it inspired me. I got the Wicked movie soundtrack on vinyl.
Oh, that's smart.
And I'm very glad that I did because it sounds fantastic.
Ugh,
it's
I think my vinyl
good.
Player broke, so I need to figure that out.
Oh no, you got
to
get a record, I got, record player.
Since I couldn't get the vinyl, I got Eternal Sunshine and Secret of Us.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Oh, yes, Eternal Sunshine. Yeah. Yes, we love that. Wait, speaking of Eternal Sunshine, and kind of pivoting to, there's actually, oh my God, wait a minute. Several things we need to talk about. I completely forgot that we didn't get to go off on Billboard.
Oh my God.
Now Rolling Stone. Well, so that was the Eternal Sunshine. We'll talk about them quick because I'm kind of like rolling my eyes, whatever, about Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone put out some bullshit list today, Monday, that like the top 10 albums of the year, Eternal Sunshine's on the list, as it should be, but no Torture Poets Department.
No, that's crazy.
It's like the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It's the most intentional shade I've ever seen in my life.
Makes no sense because I thought Rolling Stone was our friend.
It's Brat. Number one, number two, Cowboy Carter. Number three, Manning Fireworks. Never even heard of that. Number four, Short and Sweet. Number five, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Number six, Tyla. Number seven, We Don't Trust You. Number eight, Eternal Sunshine. Number nine, Alligator Bites Never Heal. Never heard of
that.
And number 10, Tiger's Blood. Never heard of that either.
No idea.
Like, that. And I know it's intentional because there's just no way in hell, if you don't look at the numbers, the records, everything that TTPD broke and is continuing to break.
Right.
It is the number one most influential, most iconic, most like well-known 2024 album, no doubt.
Absolutely. And it's not right. Like, what metrics are they using for this? Because
is this just a personal opinion?
It must be. And I feel like it always gets, and maybe it is. Maybe it's just an opinion piece that Rolling Stone put out and Pop Base or whatever it is reporting it as like fact or whatever. Mm. But I mean, I'm sick of getting angry over fake lists that these stupid ass publications are making. And I think I'm done doing that. I think I'm done getting mad over these fake ass lists I will be done after I get mad right now about Billboard. And we have a couple of bones to pick with Billboard and they're dead to me.
Dead to me as well.
They're dead to us here on Taylor Watch. Billboard can rot in hell. So first they created this list that was coming out. They had been teasing it for a while. A list of the top pop stars of the century.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is named number two, with the presumption that Beyonce will be number one. Love Beyonce, fine.
Is Beyonce pop?
That's what my I talked to one of my very good friends who is like a major Bayhive like Beyonce fan, loves Taylor too, but is a huge Beyonce fan. Yeah. And she was like, I don't even know if I would consider Beyonce pop. And I completely agree. Like I think she definitely falls
like
into
R&B pop
in certain, certain like pop
cases,
R&B.
For sure.
But I do think that she's a little outside of pop. Like I don't know. Her style is not traditionally pop, but regardless. Mm. Taylor getting second place, a big eye roll, but whatever. Again, it's a fake fucking list. Who cares? Billboard's stupid. And clearly there's somebody pulling the strings behind the scenes because the like the rumors that it was going to be Taylor were going crazy, and then at the last second it switched up, and so people think,
like, I also think they know that, like, it'll piss people off and get clicks.
Definitely,
and stuff.
Definitely. Yeah. And so, yes, Gia, you're correct, because I have never had something confirmed for me so fast as to when they put out their video congratulating Taylor on this achievement that they created out of nowhere just to make people mad and spark outrage.
Yeah.
And in doing that, in the video, they had a clip from Kanye West's famous music video that we all know as Swifties and the general public, I thought, everybody knew this. In that music video, Kanye West depicts a handful of stars and celebrities as nude, Taylor being one of them. And it's sick, disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It was right in the middle. Obviously, Famous is the song that he called her about. Yeah. Made her feel like shit about. All that shit went on. It was violating. It was disrespectful. It was disgusting.
So disrespectful.
And majorly problematic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think in a lot of people's opinions.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just sick, sick stuff. Not art. Just fucked up.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Weird, you know, like... Not alpha,
like
intimidation.
Yeah.
Yes, something fucked up by Kanye. And that was, again, years ago, whenever Famous came out.
Yeah.
For Billboard to include a snippet
crazy
of that,
like,
and
you
talk
must
about
have brain dead.
You're out of your fucking mind with a picture of it. With a
yeah.
picture. Out of your fucking mind.
I don't know what intern or
who?
what person,
you know,
made
what,
that video.
Like, I don't even think it was, I think it was somebody, like, I think it's either someone
it's like
extremely fucking stupid,
yeah,
or it's someone who knows so little and cares so little about, like, how strongly the fandom feels for Taylor and has her back and how she feels as a person about certain things. Like, that was, it's so disrespectful to include that in,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I almost feel like
a congratulatory.
It was intentional.
No,
that's,
it does,
why,
right.
Yeah, it feels intentional because,
yeah,
it feels like, let me slip this in there as a
how
little
can
reminder,
you be so stupid?
Like a little,
yes,
fuck you. Like,
yes,
whatever.
Exactly.
And it's just so disgusting to be like, oh yes, here's this great achievement of Taylor Swift, which she deserves, number one. Like, it's just,
right,
it, she does.
It's already slighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then to be like, oh, let's congratulate her and then throw in one of the most disrespectful, invasive things to ever happen, mm-hmm, to someone in general, let alone you're the biggest pop star in the world and,
yep,
someone's trying to...
In the middle of a vulnerable moment,
yeah,
that this man, like, he just started bullying her and went nonstop and then went as far as to include a depiction of her naked,
yeah,
body in one of his own fucking videos. Like,
so crazy.
Just disgusting creeper shit. Absolute, mm-hmm, creeper shit. And then for Billboard to include this is yeah, that,
yeah,
to me, that's not an accident. And
no,
I don't know who
it was,
the
not
fuck
an accident
did that, but, you know, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, and then they had some half-assed bullshit apology. Like, we apologize to Taylor Swift. Like, we didn't, this wasn't our intention.
Right.
Like, blah, blah, blah. You know
so
exactly what the intention was. Like, you know exactly what people are going to say putting in a video like that. You know exactly what you're going to do putting her number two when,
mm-hmm,
she very much deserves number one.
Yes.
Everything, like, it's Billboard. People are double, triple checking, or should be at least double checking, triple checking everything they put out.
Yes.
Someone saw that and said, yeah, that's good to go.
So people are currently casting blame upon this woman, Dana Dropo.
Okay.
She is the chief brand officer of Billboard, and then, you know, a couple other
Screw
things.
You, Dana.
But no, for real. To be the chief brand officer at Billboard, which I would assume, you know, brands... don't necessarily get involved with, you know, unless it's like a sponsored video or whatever. Mm. But for some reason, people were saying that she was like somehow involved. So that's why I'm reading her name out loud. But she, you know, her profile's on private. Everything's, you know, whatever. I think she's getting it good or whatever. I don't know who created the video, who created the list to begin,
right,
with.
Right.
But as of this moment, in our eyes, the eyes of Taylor Watch, our, the podcast of our Lord, Billboard's dead.
Billboard's dead.
Over, party.
Yeah.
Billboard's dead.
Billboard.
Not watching the BBMAs.
No.
Fuck them. I hope Taylor doesn't go.
Me too.
I hope she doesn't go. She's nominated for 17 awards.
Yeah.
I hope she says, fuck
you. I hope she wins them all.
I hope she wins them all and,
yeah,
she says, fuck you, and doesn't even record,
yeah,
a video.
Me too.
Because I've never, like, truly, if you're, it's the same, kind of the same way that, remember when she was at the VMAs and they wanted to have a fucking live cam on her the,
yeah,
entire time?
Yeah.
And she was like, what the hell is this? And she kept going behind stage and,
yeah,
stuff and whatever. Like, this feels like that kind of thing where you're taking advantage, like, someone's clearly taking advantage of the clicks and the views and whatever that Taylor is bringing. I pray, unless she has some sort of contractual obligation, I pray she doesn't fucking go to that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even know when it is, and I won't, and I don't care.
No,
I'm not,
I don't
even gonna,
care. They don't deserve,
they don't deserve,
yeah,
our clicks,
anything,
our views, our watches, nothing.
Yeah.
In the words of Hailey Bieber, Billboard is trash.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, and that was crazy for her saying that about
that
Justin
was her.
Bieber being eighth.
Yeah, Justin Bieber was eighth, and it was like, okay. I mean, yeah, Justin Bieber hasn't done anything in 10 years. Yeah, like, I know, you know,
literally.
Love Justin. Love Justin to a certain extent, but I, you know, his music. Mm. But yeah, no, I don't think so. That was, it was funny when she posted it the first time, but you know, it seems to ring true. So maybe Billboard really is trash, and they've exposed themselves. And what fucking assholes, man. What assholes.
So what are we going to go off of now when Taylor breaks,
I don't know,
all the records?
I don't know. Spotify?
Yeah.
I guess we'll just stick with that, which is really, I mean, I care more about that anyway. I think that that's a better indication of what people are up to. Apple Music, you know, like, straight from the streaming. Like, we don't need, Billboard charts is what? Like, who cares? Like, what do you, it sounds like it's all fucking made up anyway, so whatever.
Yeah, right?
Who cares? Gee, we've officially reached holiday season. Mm-hmm. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Mm-hmm. The closest holiday coming up, we've got Christmas, we've got Hanukkah, we've got Kwanzaa, we've got everything going on in the winter months, and it is time to buy gifts for your friends, your family. It's time to shop for your Christmas meal. It's time to, we're swiping our card a lot.
Yeah,
okay,
lots
right now,
of card swiping.
We're spending a lot of money this winter. Mm-hmm. We're spending a lot of money every winter for these situations. Yeah. And an app that I love to use, an app that my mom loves to use, something that's very beneficial to us all, is Ibotta.
Yep.
Where you can get cash back on some of your purchases if you purchase through the app, which is always something that we're looking for, especially during a season like this.
Exactly. Exactly like you said, Ibotta is a free app that lets you earn cash back every time you shop. And you can earn on hundreds of items from groceries to tours to toys, to tech, and the holidays, they mean a lot of gifts, a lot of grocery shopping, and maybe even a vacation.
Ooh, I think I'm going on a little bit. I think I deserve
you need
a vacation.
Yes,
you
do.
My brother and I think, are going to go on a vacation.
Exactly. So no matter what you're purchasing this holiday season, make sure you're feeling that holiday magic with Ibotta and get cash back on every purchase. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year.
Ooh.
Think about how much extra holiday magic you can make this season with that much more room in your budget. With Ibotta, you earn cash back that you can withdraw to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Simply add offers in the app, upload your receipt, and voila, the money is yours. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners get $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code TaylorWatch when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code TaylorWatch. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code TaylorWatch.
But yeah, so we're in fights with both of those publications at the moment. Well, Billboard's dead. Rolling Stone, we're just in a fight with them.
Always been our issue. Like, they've always had an issue with her.
They do and they don't. Like, I feel like they prop her up sometimes, and other times they tear her down.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, they have, you know, they do the covers for her. They do the interviews with Paul McCartney. They do, like, good moments, and they usually are pretty fair. But it feels like whenever she's not immediately giving them attention or whatever, then all of a sudden they're, like, making jabs. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know. I just don't know what... I think ultimately, Gia, really what it is that everyone is just looking for what's going to get the most clicks. And Taylor's name on something with a controversial topic is going to do it.
Yeah, and, totally.
It's kind of the same. You know, it's literally not because it's Taylor Swift. But I will say that for a while, it was similar with Barstool. You use Barstool's name in your headline or your title or something, then people are going to click it and people are going to look at it because they want to shit on it and they want to, it's controversial and whatever. And they would use it for clickbait. And I feel like obviously hers is on a whole other level. But
yeah.
It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing for publications I once respected. So
yeah, I agree. I feel like Rolling Stone has kind of been
they're in and out. I'm very on and off with Rolling Stone.
Yeah,
mostly off, but
yeah, mostly off.
You know, what are you gonna do? But yeah, so that's all that. What else? What else do we have?
Well, we have a little bit of a hubbub with tickets. Because
oh my God,
Ticketmaster,
the tickets.
Yeah.
I forgot about these tickets. So for those who are lucky enough to be in Vancouver for the last couple of shows, they did something wonderful at the venue. They sold or put on sale all of the obstructed view seats, the seats essentially behind the stage entirely, like literally no view of her at all.
Yeah, which I was shocked that they didn't do that to begin with.
I was too, because people just want to be in the building.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that, you know, some of the stadiums do a really good job with the screens all over the stadium. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not so great. I don't know what this Vancouver venue will have in terms of the
screens. I feel like if they're going to sell these tickets, they gotta
have at least
have something.
But
I mean, you are no, you are buying a no-view seat. Yeah.
You're buying a no-view seat. And so they were put on sale for $15 a piece because you literally have no view of anything.
But
like,
it
didn't
even, like,
screen.
It kind of seemed like some people were tweeting, like, the view from their seats, and it kind of seemed like some people, like, are able to see a little bit.
Right.
Like,
they're close enough to the edge where
exactly,
they can,
like an angle,
And we do know that Taylor does. Now she peeks around the side to look at whoever is all over there. So it's nice. But, you know, of course, this is why we can't have nice things.
Literally.
Ticketmaster immediately scooped them all up and is now reselling them for fucking $4,000.
It's crazy.
It's sick. It's like, come on, guys. Yeah. Like, this is, they're selling it for $15. You can't even see anything. And at what point does the price gouging and the capitalism end?
I know.
Never.
I know. It's sick.
It's sick. And it's sad. And I feel
bad. Ticketmaster just needs to be, like, taken down as
they
a
really
whole.
Do.
I don't know how.
I thought we killed them a couple years ago. I thought it was the
I thought that
the
they
start.
Were getting their comeuppets.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But they just, they have such a monopoly on the whole fucking thing.
Yeah,
like,
it's
and
crazy.
Not even just the Eras Tour. Like, it's every concert,
it's just,
every
like,
game,
$16
every
$16 to go from $16 to $3,000, $4,000.
It's so
just
crazy.
Like,
and that's not an exaggeration. Like,
no,
that's,
it's not at
like,
all.
Like, that's how much these tickets were being
it's
resold
crazy.
For. And it makes me sad. Like,
it's
I just
very
don't know
sad.
How,
it's just, like, not fair at
no,
all to people.
I don't
people.
Know how it's allowed.
Yeah, I don't know how it's allowed either. It blows my mind the way that they allow these... these like bots to come and like swoop everything up.
And it's like, what do you do to fix that? Do you, you know, do you invalidate all those tickets and then put
them
back up?
Yeah, because then it sets like a precedent for like every other ticketing thing. It's like, well, Ticketmaster's selling them at 5,000, so
you
I'm going to sell mine.
You
got to
keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, to a certain extent. But yeah, no, it's just, it's a tough situation with that. And if you were lucky enough to get a $15 obscured view ticket, then congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
And I hope that I'll say this, if I were a Swiftie and these obstructed view tickets went on sale and I missed the $15 ones and now they're being sold for $500, $600, $700, not even like $900, whatever. Don't buy it.
No.
Don't do it. Don't do it. If you didn't get it at 15, don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I think obstructed view, unless you're certain that you'll be able to see one of the screens at least, so you can, like, see her flopping around the stage a little bit, then I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth it. I think that that there's so much of that stage that that, you know, you're not even really going to be able to see the arena itself.
I just don't
like,
think it's
I don't
worth
know.
It to spend that much money to not
no,
be
it's
able
not.
To see anything.
It's
like
not,
$16,
right.
yeah, that makes 100%
sense. Makes total
sense,
especially if you're in town,
yeah,
like, you know, whatever. Like, that makes complete total sense. Don't spend money like that on these tickets. I think it's, you know, watch the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch the movie and you'll actually be
able to see her face.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's
speaking
that.
Of tickets again,
oh.
Jason went on a... radio show or podcast? I'm not sure 100% what that was.
I think I wasn't sure either. It looked kind of like a late night setup, but I think it was a podcast.
Yeah, I think
and
it
I'm
was
not
a
exactly
podcast.
Sure who.
I actually think it was a radio show.
It could have been. Yeah. It could
Been. But basically, he was asked by the host, like, you know, do you give out tickets to your friends when they come around and ask, blah blah blah? And he's like, I haven't asked her once. Oh, here we go.
To the Eras Tour.
Yeah, to the Eras Tour. Let me see if I can find the name of the show.
You find the name of the show, I'll tell the rest of the story.
Yeah.
So the he went on and he was asked basically like oh, you've been to the Eras Tour, you're having a good time, whatever, like do you ever hit up Taylor for tickets? And he was like, no, never. You know, she told me that I whatever tickets I want, whoever I want to bring, I can do it. He's like, but I feel that that's just a boundary I don't want to cross. Like, that's a dynamic in the relationship I don't want. Like, you know, I've gone a couple times with my family or whatever, and if someone asks me for tickets, it's an automatic no.
Yeah.
I just don't want to, like, put Taylor in that position, which I think is a lovely thing to say.
So nice.
And just, and you know, not only is it mature and respectful, but it's also just like, That would feel good. If I'm Taylor, I feel good knowing that, like, everyone is always needing something from me and wanting something from me. And she, of course, with someone like Jason, will be more than willing. I'll give you a million fucking tickets. Like, as many people as you want to come to the show. Like, I want them to have a good time.
Yeah,
I want to bring joy into
like
their lives.
She would, like, supply him as many as he wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, of course, she's all about all of that. But it would warm my heart to know that someone sees me as more than just like
just
my
tickets.
Free tickets to my show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that
the Rich Eisen show is what it
Rich
was.
Rich Eisen, okay.
Yeah.
And Rich Eisen is a very famous.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a
radio
show for sure.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, no, exactly what you said. I feel like that just adds another level of respect, and like it must be so like reassuring to her, you know, like that she's in the right family with the right people.
Yep.
Because like it does create a weird dynamic. It creates like this weird like power dynamic almost,
yes.
And It's just,
well,
it's,
if you feel like you're mooching, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, let me get a, like your,
it's like, hey, Taylor, you got a couple tickets? Like, yeah, so exactly. Oh, the only time they talk is when I'm looking for tickets, or yeah, I always want something or whatever.
If he does something nice or something, you think that he's just like doing it because he wants tickets.
Exactly.
So yeah, like it is very refreshing to hear that from Jason, especially because he does have the opportunity to take advantage of it and give everyone he knows tickets and take his daughters every weekend, blah, blah, blah. And
yep.
He doesn't do that. And I think that says a lot about how he is as a person, how the Kelce family is as a whole. And
absolutely.
They were, obviously, we always talk about how they were raised right and they've always been super respectful, you know, whether it's online or offline. And I think this just cements them as great people that Taylor surrounds herself with, you
absolutely
know?
Yeah, absolutely. And too, like, they're just good people. So I had texted you, I was so high when I was texting you about it, but I had texted
I know, I couldn't really like understand
was,
what
I know
saying.
I was kind of just like in shock about how good of a person he was. Let me that's it's too far back, we text too much, but it was like I just couldn't believe that someone could be so actually good. I said something like, if these guys are bad, like,
I just watched that video of Jason being like, yes, I never asked for tickets because of boundaries. And I trust the Kelce family so much at this point that if I ever found out that they were full of shit, I would never trust again.
No, really. Like, they, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they are so wonderful. Like, it was already hard for me when Taylor started dating Travis, for me to accept that Travis wasn't full of shit. You know what I mean? Like, that was my big thing. Like, when, you know,
it's hard
of
to believe that
around.
People actually genuinely nice.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I think that is like the crux of why I didn't like him at first. Like, I had misjudged him, obviously, as this like boisterous football player who doesn't give a fuck boy vibes, like whatever, asshole, whatever. Completely inaccurate, as we all know now, or at least as I know now, people knew that before me. But, it's so hard to accept that people are just genuine and nice
good,
and wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, you always, you like fall in love with these people and you trust them and you hear them and
especially
you take them. Right, especially celebrities. And, you know, and these people, it's like, of course I believe Jason, I take him for what he's saying, but like, if I find out one day that like they're all a bunch of money hungry, like, you know, whatever,
right,
which will never be the case. But it's just like, imagine, like, I'd never trust again. Like,
yeah,
just
I know.
So...
That's like when like your favorite celebrity couple breaks up and everyone's like, oh, I can't believe
love is dead. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That would be, I'd be like, no trust.
Well,
like,
I
trust
mean,
forever.
Like,
they're just so kind and genuine. And it is so hard for me to believe that people like that exist in the world. Like, it's just, which is sad. It's sad to say, but it's wonderful to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that people, you know, people, they are leading by example, whether they are intentionally doing it or not. And I just hope that people see, you know, that's why we talk about them all the time. We talk about the Kelces, we talk about this, their family dynamics and whatever. Like, obviously this is a Taylor show, but I think that these people in her life are just so wonderful and real and normal. And it's just so refreshing and it's so kind. And it's just like I said, lead by example, like let other people see these people being normal. And then they in turn will be normal. Yeah. You know, it's like,
exactly.
A lot of pressure on the Kelces, but it's like, you know, which I don't want that, but it's like, wow, you know,
but I also feel like
they're good people.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you're good. Like, a good person's a good person, you know, like, all their intentions, the way that they come across, if you're a good person, you're going to come across in that way.
Yep.
But yeah, I do feel like there probably is so much pressure for them to say the right thing at the right time. But with the Kelces, like, it does feel very genuine and real. And I think it's because we kind of knew their family before.
Absolutely.
Through social media and through Jason with the brother dynamic and the Super Bowl, the documentary and stuff. So
the family of it all was very clear.
Very
like,
clear that
they've always been
a family. Yeah,
a strong unit.
Yeah, So it's just, it's another nice thing to see. Mm-hmm. Another reason why I just love Taylor and Travis together, because everything,
it's just good shit.
It just seems like they just surround themselves with the best people and they just are always having the best. That just reminded me, did you see that Travis said that Cowboy Like Me is his favorite song
I
now?
Yes, I saw.
They're like,
we all knew it.
Taylor
knew
could put out a song that's like, I love Travis. He's so hot and sexy. He's the best. Yeah. He catches every football. He's the best. But Travis will always say his number one song is Blank Space.
Exactly. He just loves Blank Space.
He said Blank Space, The Alchemy, So High School. And then he said, and I love Cowboy Like Me. I got to throw Cowboy Like Me in there
of
too.
Of course, of course. But it's like, boy, we already knew.
I know,
knew that was your song, because she plays it literally every time you're in town.
Yeah.
And you called it months and months
ago. I know.
And
but that was really very sweet. Cute. So yeah, it just continues to show why I just, God, they are just so freaking cute.
They and really are.
I need it's another, nice. Public outing from them, please.
Oh my God, I know. It's like, go to a restaurant. You guys have been laying low.
Go to the corner store. Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, come on. You guys don't want the pizza rolls?
It's like, she hasn't even brought Travis to Chez Margaux yet. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
All of her friends are there. It's like, bring Trav.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sure with the football is probably so crazy right now.
Oh, like, of course. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're both so busy. It's not like either of them have any time off, yeah, really. Right. Like, it's just, and the time they have off, like,
the time off that she does have, like, she's doing stuff with her friends.
Right. She's vegging out. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Hanging out with her friends. Yeah. You can never, we've talked about this before. I've said it before, at least when you're in a relationship, you can't forget about your friends.
Yeah.
That is a lesson. Sometimes, you know, I learned that the hard way. It was a bad, you know, you don't think it's happening until it's happening. Yeah. And you're like, fuck.
Until you're by yourself and then you go to call your friend. You're like, oh my God, I haven't talked to them in 6 months.
And they'll call you out and they'll be like, where have you been, bitch? Yeah. So, or at least they should if you've not been around.
Yeah.
But it is nice to see her hanging out with everybody.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I feel like
I have three little things.
Oh.
One being, someone made the revelation that the Aerosaur stage is the shape of the Secret Garden
from
key.
Secret Garden. Oh.
The key from the Secret Garden.
No, I'm literally, when I saw that, Gia, I was sick to my stomach. I couldn't believe it. So Secret Garden, I don't know if you, did you grow up with Secret Garden in the movie? The movie Secret Garden is so old. Like, it probably came out, and let's look up right now. Like, I'm going to say like 1994. Like, that movie is, let's see, The Secret, it might even be in the 80s. It was so old. Let's see, a Secret Garden movie.
Yeah, because is there a book too?
1993, it's from the movie. There is a book as well. The movie's based on a book from, like, I don't know. The book is from, you know, I don't even know. Like,
yeah.
The 60s or something. Yeah. Like, it's an old, old book. So the movie is from 1993, and it was one of my favorite fucking movies. It was Secret Garden and A Little Princess were my two, and that's a 1995 film, which just came up here, I'm seeing right now. Two of my favorite movies in the fucking world. Both of them are about, like, a little girl who nobody's paying attention to, and she, like, escapes into, like, a different world and is, like, having fun and loved and like, is exciting. But The Secret Garden is exactly that. Like, she's in this house. You know, it's, like, I want to say, like, wartime. Mm. Like, there's some dark shit going on in the real world. And then she has a key, finds a key to this secret garden, and it's this beautiful garden, and she goes there, and she's got books, and it's, like, a beautiful place. And obviously, Taylor's song, I Hate It Here, So I Will Go to Secret Gardens in My Mind.
Yeah.
When I heard that lyric from that song, I went, oh, of course she's a Secret Garden girl. Like, if you were an early 90s bitch, like, you were a Secret Garden girl. And so seeing,
especially, like, the, like, thought daughter, like.
Yes, right, exactly. So recently there's been an image going around. I haven't seen that movie in years, you know, since I was a kid. And apparently the key that she uses to get into the Secret Garden is literally the shape of the Aerosaur stage.
So crazy.
Shocking. Yeah. Like, absolutely shocking. That's, and I just, it, like, made me want to cry. Like, it's such a weird, like, I don't know, another way to feel connected to her. It's, and it's like, kinda, she's just like us.
Yeah. It's also, to me, in my mind, it kind of makes me feel like, oh, to her, like, the Aerosaur is her secret garden.
Yes.
You know, like, it's her escape
from
reality. And in a moment where she can connect with all of us and we connect with her, and it's emotional, and you get away from the woes of life to just have fun and dance and be yourself. So that's kind of nice that she sees it as that way too.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's a crazy realization. I feel like that should have been in the book too. Like, she included,
I think,
how
so too.
Mastermind, like, the dancers' movements do a checkmate, which I thought was cool.
That is awesome. Yeah,
so, like,
very,
like,
cool.
Little tidbits like that are just so interesting.
So cool. But it makes me wonder all the way back to the fact, like, when she was planning that tour. So clearly Secret Garden is, like, a part of her life. So much so that she thinks about it for the Aerosaur stage.
Yeah.
And then also this song that comes out 2 years later.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe she wrote that line years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, obviously Taylor is always writing, and we don't ever know when her songs were actually written unless she says it, or, like, Jack posts a photo or something. So, like, we have no idea when she wrote I Hate It Here. And it could have been, who knows when
she
was.
Said, like, over the course of, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Is when TGBD was written. So
she could have had that on the brain fresh. She could have just watched that movie, made the stage, the key, and then makes the song. And it's like,
so
we don't
cool.
know. But it's clearly a part of her life so deep that it's become, Yeah. It's become lore forever.
Yeah, yeah.
How exciting.
So cool.
I love it.
I loved that discovery. Me too. So shout out to...
I'm glad you remember that.
I'll put a picture of the tweet that we saw in, yes, in the YouTube.
Yes.
So shout out to that person.
It's very clear. Like, yeah, it's without question. Like, yeah, that's what it is. Like, yeah, it's... Yeah.
And then I have that she made victory Pop-Tarts.
Oh, for like everyone Pop-Tarts
on the team. Yeah.
Last week, right? After their big
yeah,
win last
week. She made
week
it for some of the WAGs, too. Yep. They looked...
And put them all in little boxes, yeah, for everyone,
like,
and label them.
When does she have time to do that?
Really, though. Like, yeah, when does she have time to do this? Also, like, it's like, where does she get all these materials? Like, where'd she get all those boxes? Yeah. Where'd she get all the, you know, it's like, oh, on Monday morning, yeah, I've got victory Pop-Tarts for everyone. And they're big Pop-Tarts.
I feel like her house is probably just, like, stocked with, has like, to everything
be
you need.
Has to, yeah, be, yeah. And, like, what are they going to, worst case scenario, somebody go run out, grab, yeah, me a couple. Right. You know, it's not like it's hard, but, you know, she's rich. But the idea that she is, like, she's just so thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I know I need to try harder at.
Well,
like,
I feel like I'm
a thoughtful person, but like the acts of service, the gifts, the things like that, mm, like are so meaningful, and I feel like that's so her thing.
Well, we also don't have a team that our boyfriend's on that,
oh,
we can,
oh, of course,
you know what I
but
mean?
Even like, that, like, yeah, but even that, like, it's just like, wouldn't it be nice if I made cookies for the whole office? Yeah. Like, that would be nice, but yeah, that's just a pipe dream. Yeah, that'd be lovely, but, you know, I'm not going to do that.
Well,
like,
what does the office do for you?
That's a lot of work. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So what'd you do for me?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Well, oh, what are you, someone? Do you have a celebrate? Did you win a game?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. What are we celebrating, yeah, for? But the Pop-Tarts look amazing.
They did.
They're
really
like
good.
Big.
Yeah, they're big.
Like, they look, yeah, they look insane.
Yeah, I got to try to.
Got to try them. We got to get the recipe. Yeah, yeah, we got to, yeah, get the recipe. Gia, there is something that I and my family have been doing for years. And that is using these shared digital frames.
Yep.
I have one. My parents have one. My grandparents have one. And Aura Frames, thankfully, is a new bestie on the pod. Mm. And I, truthfully, this is a dead serious thing, cannot recommend this enough,
yeah,
more as a gift for Christmas, yeah, and for your family. It is so it's just a frame, and you have apps on your phone, and you can hook up your frame with the apps. You can hook up, like, I can send photos to my parents' frame. I can send photos to my grandparents' frame. I can send photos wherever I want, and it will pop up on their frames, and it just kind of cycles through the photos in a lovely way. We have one in my parents' house specifically. We have one set up in the living room. So every time we're watching TV or whatever, but the frame is going, and it just cycles through. I don't even know how many photos are in there, like hundreds of, yeah, photos in there. It's a crazy thing, but it's such an amazing gift.
Yeah.
And everyone loves it, and it's just a good way. I'm somebody who doesn't have a lot of photos up of my family.
Yeah.
Not because I don't want to see my family. It's just like, you know, I'm
it's a gaudy way to print the photos and then frame
completely
them. Yeah.
I'm also thinking about like decor. Like, oh, I have, yeah, a gallery wall of like prints and stuff. Like, it doesn't, sometimes family photos don't like go with,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
go with the aesthetic, which is kind of crazy to say, but having the one Aura frame with all of the photos in it, just kind of cycling through, is fantastic.
It's really, really nice.
Keeps,
yeah,
you connected.
Totally. And it's it's such a great gift for, like you said, parents, grandparents, you,
yes,
know, because they just have, parents and grandparents take videos and pictures of everything, and you,
yep,
know that those pictures and videos go absolutely nowhere.
Yep.
So it's nice to actually have a space for them to be held. Also, as Taylor Swift fans,
yes,
you know, we're taking millions of videos, millions of pictures, of the concert. So,
yep,
it's, you can even use this as a good way to remember your concert,
yep,
your concert stops. If you were lucky enough to go to a couple shows, I was thinking about using my Aura frame with uploading all of our pictures and stuff from every single stop that we've been to.
I honestly love that idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. You know my nanny would do with the frames. She would like screenshot my, like, every Instagram story that I posted ever. She would screenshot and like share it to the frame, and so every, like, the frame is so full of screenshots
of
me, like, yeah, literally, like me, like, half talking with, like, my avatar of and, like, my, you know, the dots up top from my all my stories.
That's cute.
And so it's just funny, like, there's, you can put anything in there.
Yes. So it's such a great way to connect with your family when you're far away from each other and you want to send something over, give you that warm, fuzzy feeling. So that's where Aura comes in. Named the number one digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura makes it effortless to upload unlimited photos and videos directly from your phone, so your favorite memories are always within view. Plus, you can personalize and preload an Aura frame for a truly special, unforgettable gift. So save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver mat frames by using promo code TaylorWatch at checkout. So that's AuraFrames.com, promo code TaylorWatch. This deal is exclusive to listeners. Ooh. So get yours now in time for the holiday. Terms and conditions apply. And then the last thing I have, we don't have to touch on this for too long, but just a little tidbit of Special Forces came out, which is a reality TV show that Travis's ex-girlfriend Kayla Nicole will be on. Mm-hmm. And there is
a good reality show, Special Forces, if you're into those kind of reality shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JoJo Siwa was on it, Tyler Cameron.
Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, Tom Sandoval. But there's like a little clip that they showed where Kayla Nicole kind of looks like a little frazzled or something, and someone comes up to her and they're like, "Who's your ex? Who's your ex?" And she's like, "Travis Kelce." She like whispers it, "Travis Kelce." She's like freaking about like her ex or something, and someone asks her who her ex is.
She's
just like
the preview is like her. You know, it's showing all the typical reality TV stuff, right?
Yeah.
Shows a glimpse of all the hardships that people have going into the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And her snippet was like, it was just really hard going through such a public breakup. Mm. And then it's like, who's your ex? She's like, Travis Kelce, like through tears. And I just need to make sure that Swifties forever will always remember that they broke up well over a year before Taylor and Travis even met. So I don't know why people keep she specifically keeps acting like she had a public breakup.
May 2022.
No, dude. It's like
that's crazy.
So far ahead of anything. You know what I mean? Like just not even close. So, you know, it's wild. Had nothing to do with Taylor. Had nothing to do with anything. And you know.
Is she also like saying that it was like a public breakup? But like
it wasn't.
It wasn't at all. Like
it
no
wasn't.
Offense, but
nobody gave a fuck. Nobody cared. No one gave a fuck about the breakup. No one really cared about Travis's relationship status at that point.
Yeah.
Like, no one cared about like
unless you're like
guys,
in the Chiefs world, right. Or yeah.
Guys obviously care, or not just guys. Sorry, that was sexist. People that care about football care about Travis Kelce, because he's a football player and whatever. Were they interested in his private life? Probably not really that much. He had that dating show a while ago, whatever. Who cares? People knew that he was dating Kayla Nicole only because of that shit that went out where she like called him cheap, and everybody started talking about it.
Yeah.
Like that was
like upload all these crazy videos of them together, where she like shoving her camera in his face,
right.
And like
very
she,
annoying.
Like, puts her hand over his face.
Yeah,
like,
it was a lot of like
stuff.
She was always trying to like
push him away.
Yeah, like bully. You know some relationships, I've been in a relationship like this and I didn't realize I was in it until whatever. It's where you like low-key hate each other and you like you do those kind of things.
Yeah,
like you're
like,
oh, I'm too good for you. You're lucky to have me.
Yeah.
Like vibe the whole time. And I think that that's not like a loving relationship. Like I just don't think that that's like a sweet thing. Like if you're dating someone and you love them or you like them, like you want to be nice to them and you want to celebrate them and be sweet and everything.
Yeah.
And I understand like busting balls and like having that like silliness
to it.
But to be like actively mean and dismissive
and
like rude or whatever, which I feel like was always her tone. Her tone was always kind of like, oh, he thinks he can ignore my text because, you know, he won a game last night. Well, joke's on him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, you're like, stop. You're being really a little too self-important with this. And of course, everything in retrospect looks bad in a certain light whenever other things pop up like this, kind of like using this as like her big thing to overcome. And I, listen, I'll say this about Kayla Nicole. I understand that it fucking sucks. And I said this in my blog forever ago when she was talking shit on Angel Reese's show.
Yeah.
I understand it fucking sucks that your ex-boyfriend moved on and is dating the most famous bitch in the world. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that was always going to happen to someone. Taylor was always going to date somebody. Everybody's got exes.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that it happened to you. You got to stop making it your thing.
Yeah.
And who knows how long ago this was filmed, but still.
That's true.
But still, it's, after this, I hope that's it for out of her.
Like, well, I feel like this is going to be like the start of her,
like
social media career almost. I don't know.
For sure.
It's just like, well, you know, like Special Forces asking Kayla Nicole to be on the show, or I don't know if, you know, she has to be on it. I don't know what the dynamic was there, but clearly the reason why she was accepted to be on this show is because she was Travis's ex-girlfriend.
Exactly.
So that storyline definitely was expected.
Yep.
I just hope it's not like the fucking end all be all for her.
It's
going to
be the whole
like,
thing. She's going to have at least one breakdown about it. And I'm already annoyed by it.
Yeah,
so,
it's just
I
like,
don't know. I just wouldn't have said yes, maybe, to something. Like, if I'm her, I want to distance myself from Travis. I don't want to keep bringing him back up. Like, if she wants to be taken seriously, you got to stay far
because,
away.
Like,
it's hard.
The money.
Yeah, of course. The money.
You get
that
bag.
Yeah.
You guys sometimes. But yeah,
I don't know. Maybe she thinks like it's the least he could do is let me talk about him. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And like in the grand scheme of things, honestly, I have a little sympathy. Obviously, their breakup was a long time ago, but to see like your ex-boyfriend move on with like literally the coolest, prettiest,
of course, right? Like it obviously fucking sucks. Yeah, like, yeah. We can all acknowledge that it fucking sucks. And like, girl, we get it. Like, we understand how much this sucks. It just like you don't let it get to a point where
it becomes your whole only thing
that anybody knows you for. Like, she could be wonderful in whatever field she wants to get into, or however, you know, she'll find her space. Yeah. But don't like step all over this and use this as like the shield to get to your space. Like just try to, you know, try to make your own path. I don't know.
No, I agree.
But yeah, so whatever. That's going to be annoying when it comes out, I'm sure.
And then to end on a positive note, Josh Allen and Hailee Steinfeld are engaged.
Yay! Congratulations to them, and extra congratulations to Hailee. One, because she is a Swiftie, a friend in the Bad Blood music video. We love her. Two, she is a respectful, classy girl.
Love.
She's always, she and Josh Allen's relationship, it seems to me, is like one of those celebrity couples where you don't really hear a lot. Mm-hmm. You occasionally see a photo from like a family event or something, but they just, they keep it real. They keep it classy. Yeah. They keep it, you know, private, respectful and cool. Yeah. Something interesting about this though that we should talk about. Josh Allen's ex-girlfriend, I guess. Yeah. Speaking of ex-girlfriends, they dated for a long time, high school sweethearts, whatever. Broke up like a year and a half
10
ago.
Years.
Dated for 10 years. A long, long time, big relationship. Yeah. Broke up like a year and a half ago or something. Mm. He started dating Hailee Steinfeld almost immediately, and now they're engaged. So another situation where if I'm the ex-girlfriend, I fucking hate Hailee Steinfeld. I hate Josh Allen solely because it's like
see,
fuck,
that
you know?
Makes sense.
That makes way more sense. Like, this is just, it's fresh. It's
10
new.
Years you were dating.
Yeah.
You break
probably
up
thought you were
and then
get
like,
married. You know, all that stuff.
The timeline of Josh and Hailee starting was a little murky.
Yes. So right. And I understand. And it's just, and again, like, We support women on this pod all around, and we can't be fake and act like, you know, we don't know. We wouldn't feel the same, maybe feel a little animosity
jaded,
towards Hailee and Josh. Yeah. However, there were certain comments made on Instagram that were like, fuck this bitch, whatever.
She said,
like, what did she say specifically?
Someone like tagged her and was like, how does it feel to see like your man
or like dating
whatever.
New athletes or like getting ready to find another athlete.
Yeah. And she said, she commented back, was like, I'm actually dating an NFL owner. Like, now I don't have to worry about a brain dead CTE football player.
Right. And so we all saw that and gasped,
like,
clutched my pearls.
Literally.
Who the fuck
like,
is this girl?
Okay.
Bitter. Thought it was terrible. Whatever.
What
turns
a mean
out,
thing to say.
Turns out in a like kind of hilarious turn of events, it sounds as if she was hacked on Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok apparently.
It does seem like she was actually genuinely hacked, which like, God, talk about the worst time
terrible
ever.
Timing.
Yeah.
So, and I'll shout out our my friend Sophie Julia, who... old school Barstool people might know Sophie. She worked with us on a couple of things, you know, and she's a good friend of the program, friend of everybody. She is now, she works actually at Allo out out in California.
Love.
And so, and she's just like, you know, gorgeous and cool and has like an amazing life with hot friends. Like every, like Sophie walks in and there's behind her like 25 hot girls. Like it's just, it's crazy her life.
Love.
But she posted, apparently she's friends with the ex, her name is Brittany, and she posted and said, need to speak up on behalf of my good friend. People are so evil right now, and I gotta say something. Britt would never in a million years speak in the way that person commented. She's also single and thriving, so it doesn't even make sense. Her accounts, Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, that was like
the
biggest
night.
Thing where I was like, this doesn't feel real because she is single and like she's posted about being single and stuff.
Totally. Yeah. And she, and also I have never even heard once about a, and maybe this is a testament to how classy she's been this whole time. Mm. Until this, I didn't even know Josh had a girlfriend that they broke up
in
10
too.
Years. Like,
exactly.
I didn't know anything about
any
of that.
Neither did I. And I think that says a lot about, totally.
A lot about her in a positive way.
Yeah.
Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram got hacked the other night and she's being blackmailed. She reached out to me asking if I had connection at Meta to help her. This, I guess, was a couple days ago. Mm. She's not even rattled by the engagement news. I texted her the day the announcement came out and this was her response. And she had texted her, checking on my girl. Are you okay? She said, oh, I love you. Thanks for checking. Yes, I'm so good. Luckily, have known for about a week or so I had time to process. Mm. She goes, I love Britt and all all of us close to her know the truth. Stop perpetuating this absolutely ridiculous narrative and giving lunatic hacker exactly what they wanted with the outcome. And I am aligned with that.
Yeah, I think I stand.
I believe it. I believe the hack.
Yeah, I believe the hack. It is very hard because, you know, it is. Every time someone comments something mean, then you get called out. I was hacked. I was hacked.
Yeah.
Like Shannon Sharp when that video came out. Right, exactly. To be like, I was hacked.
It's like, boy, no, you weren't.
Yeah.
But it does seem
like she was genuinely hacked.
Yeah.
I think it says a lot that she wasn't really in the media that much. Like, I didn't really know who she was that much at all.
I don't even know her last name. I just know her name's Britt.
Yeah. Brittany. And for her to like go out of her way and comment that, it just, if you have some brain capacity, you know that it's going to come across. Even if you say, oh, I'm so happy for them, any type of social media response,
any comment,
is going to come across as like, oh, you're a little bitter, you're not, or at least maybe you're not over 100% over
it's
him,
almost
whatever.
Like it's almost you like it's not your on. Business yeah like no so like, no need to comment or say anything or do anything
so go out of your way to comment something crazy like that. Like it's just I would like to give that girl the benefit of the doubt for sure.
I would have thought it was like a drunk comment, like that's how crazy it was, and also was you know crazy. Offensive thing to say, a very mean thing to say.
Yeah, so crazy.
This doesn't seem like something that a normal, you know, sane person would say, especially who hasn't been in the spotlight once this whole time, you know? So so we believe her. We believe Britt. We believe women. We believe Josh Allen's ex and that she was hacked. And,
and at the same time, we are still very happy for Josh Allen and Hailee
Extremely.
Seinfeld. I think they're so cute. Love is love. They are such a cute couple. Yes. And Travis commented on the post.
Cute.
And Taylor liked the post.
Yep. So
love to see fellow wags supporting fellow wags.
Wags
Hopefully,
in the biz.
Travis and Taylor are somewhere in the future as
well. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
Do you think they were Instagram hard launch their engagement like that?
That would be
with the shared post with the collab post.
It would like I would love a collab post, them kissing and her with like a finger in the thing.
Imagine.
Just like straight up like 2010 millennial like tchotchke, shit.
Yeah.
Like that's what I want. I want that shit. Yeah. Like just the most
basic. I would love
basic.
If they collab post.
I did a thing. Yeah. Like I would die
the
laughing.
Easiest
like,
yes.
Yeah. My forever wedding day. Yeah. Like just something like so standard.
So funny.
Like it'd be hilarious.
I would
that'd
love
be
that
so
too.
Funny. So yeah, that'd be great. But yeah, so congrats are in order for them.
Yes, love is in
congrats
the air.
Congrats to all. I also congrats to anybody who may have gotten engaged over the weekend, Thanksgiving this time.
Is that a big
it's
engagement
a big
day?
Yes, it
oh,
is.
Oh god.
Big engagement. I saw
I would
a lot of engagements. A lot of baby announcements I saw over the weekend. My friends included, Sarah Beth posted her baby announcement.
Wait, I didn't see.
Oh yeah, she posted
oh my God,
hers
on Instagram.
On Instagram,
oh my
yes.
God. Well, please,
very excited. I have another niece on the way. I'm so blessed with so many nieces and nephews. I'm very excited.
That is so exciting. Mm-hmm. No one I know is pregnant.
Yeah. Everyone I know is pregnant. Well, actually, no. Now, not so much. I do still have a few pregnant friends, but most of them have now had their babies. So now they're dealing with fresh ass babies.
On the tail end of a pregnancy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So make sure if anybody in your life got engaged or babies or announcements or whatever, make sure to congratulate them because it's sweet.
Yay.
And they're just living life, you know, going through life. But wait, I feel like I have one more thing. Tonight, Tuesday night. Ooh. The premiere of Surviving Barstool.
Ooh.
Finally, we're here.
So exciting.
I am in it. Rhea's in it.
Yep.
A bunch of other, obviously, there's 24 Barstool personalities are the contestants.
Who are the girls? It's you,
the
Rhea,
girls are me,
Mubi,
me, Rhea,
Megan?
Mubi, Megan Making Money, and...
Is that it?
Is that it?
Kate? No, right?
No, I think that actually is
it.
So I think
it's just
the four
girls.
Of us. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I hope it's just the four of us. Yeah. It's just the four of us. So, so four girls, 20 dudes, and boy, oh boy, is it quite the ride. And it will be airing every week up until, let's see, it starts tonight. It'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then it'll be that same schedule through December up until Christmas. We'll be taking a break between Christmas and New Year's because everybody's going to be spending time with their family. And when you're home with your families, binge the first like 9 episodes or whatever, because right as soon as we come back, we've got another however many episodes, 3 times a week, same deal. Some of the most intense shit that we've ever recorded and done. And if you like drama and you like, you know, some deceit and like Survivor and, you know, fights and snarkiness and whatever, scheming, all that, this is the show for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on, it'll be everywhere on the, all the Barstool platforms. Yeah. You're not going to be able to get away from it. So just get excited. I'm so excited. It's finally
loved
coming out.
Loved the last season.
Very nervous
yeah,
as
so
well.
So good. As very a third party with no say in the matter, mm-hmm. unbiased third party with no say in the matter.
Yep, yep.
I'm very excited for this season. I've heard incredible things. I know yeah. that it's going to be juicy. I know it's going to be drama filled.
Yep.
The ending is going to blow your mind. Everything is going to just leave you on the edge of your seat.
Yep.
And I'm not even exaggerating.
No, I really am
just
not.
Just solely
like,
based off the things that I've heard. I haven't seen one thing. I haven't, I don't really know any spoilers. Mm-hmm. I just, it really, I'm going to be locked in, and I'm yeah. not, I'm not usually locked in with like some Barstool stuff because it's like, oh, I already know everything. But
right.
like, even just the base off the stuff that I know alone, I'm like, oh my God, I need to
it's
see
a must
every
watch.
Minute. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
an absolute must yeah. watch. And again, like, yeah, I, normally it's, we do, like you said, we do Barstool stuff and it's like, oh, you know, fun, whatever, yeah. involve everybody else.
Like, this is intense as fuck.
Everyone will love this. Your family yeah. will like it. It's very, very good. So, yeah. So please tune in.
Yes.
Support.
Yes.
And that's that. So, Thursday's episode, of course, will be our usual voicemails episode. And if you would like to call in or DM the Taylor Watch Instagram account, you can call in by
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
And then again, you can DM the Taylor Watch Instagram
yes.
account with any thoughts, feelings,
yep.
worries, fears, excitement, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah.
Because there'll be a lot of that,
a lot of
with
that.
This weekend.
A lot of that leading up to yeah. the final three stops or final three concerts on the Eras Tour. Dun dun dun. I know I can't.
Sadness
I can't
and despair.
That.
Wait, so is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Devastating stuff. But okay. All right. So then in that case, we will see you guys on Thursday.
Love you guys.